Okay. Well, welcome one and all. And Paul, thank you for that. And certainly that I was on the whole of the CWG call, but your sense of it, I think, is quite correct. There was a discussion, but no agreement on wording. There has been subsequently some discussion on the list. I'm going to paste what I think the words that Becky put to the list the last after the call, but it had been my hope that we would see another version of the agreement and then we'd be able to discuss that. So let's see if I have done that correctly.
This is Stephen has already included.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is, I'll include this one in the notes as well.
Certainly I would invite comment on this, but I think we might want to hold our fire a bit until we see the draft that is coming out, because we may be kind of working on something that's already old. So the only other comment I would say is, based on the list, there was a suggestion that where it referred to Stephen caught it, the reference to substituting the word consult for apply. But so certainly my sense of it, this is the latest attempt at wording. It hasn't been agreed to, and we are awaiting a further draft of the agreement on that.
Lisa?
Yeah, well, my clear understanding is this specific wording on 4.7 is actually the one we see now. So in relation to Paul's issue, I think that's important to discuss if how to incorporate that, or if it's not taken care of in another way. And I'm a little curious to actually get some feedback from the group on this one, because I've seen Paul's email. Unfortunately, I didn't react to it earlier, but it's been brought to my attention by ICANN staff. So, and we need to find out how to deal with this, because it's a difficult thing to incorporate in the agreement in a way that doesn't create problems. So if we have an easy way out, that would be good.
Thank you, Paul. Before handing you the floor, Kim, could you change to the document I've sent around? And I'll get to this in a minute. Okay, thank you. Say, and this will be scrollable. So go ahead, Paul.
So, am I on? I don't know if I'm on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Let me be very clear. What I'm trying to do is make sure that the framework on which the naming functions agreement is developed does respect the ICANN bylaws, and also does, to be brutal, constrain the way in which PTI delivers service to the CC community. The PTI, ICANN, under the new framework, is accountable to the community, and there are checks and balances in place. PTI potentially is not accountable, or not as accountable, and what I'm seeking to do is to make sure that there are not unaccountable bodies making policy that impact other people and other members of our community. And also for members of the CCNSO that want also to constrain activities, even though it may be a minority view of the CCNSO, so they are members of the CCNSO, but they hold a minority view. I just think it's important that that minority view is respected. And so I have suggested the addition of insofar as they apply to CCNSO members. There was discussion on another list today where there was concern about mission creep within from CCNSO members, to my knowledge. And I'm just trying to make sure there is a clear framework. And so that is why I've suggested, insofar as they apply to CCNSO members, so CCNSO members themselves can say, these policies do not apply to us because we object to them. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. So just so we're clear on this, and I saw Stephen's comments in the chat. There was considerable discussion at the CWG meeting last week. My sense was that we, using the CWG hat, did not come to agreement on words specifically, even though I thought it was a fairly harmonious discussion. But regardless of that, it's not up to the CWG to do the words anyway. So I personally think that we need to make our inputs directly, and what we're focusing on now is what specific input should we be making either through the council or through the back to the CWG. My sense is we have to wait until we see another version of the wording. Otherwise, we're just going to start tripping over ourselves on the text, because my sense I get is we're in violent agreement with each other. It's just a question of finding the right opportunity to input things. Paul, is that an old hand or a new hand?
This is a very brief hand. I believe the wording that will be coming out in the next edition will be documented and presented by Becky Burr, because that was the wording that was presented, although not agreed, on the call that took place on the 1st. So I believe that that is the wording that is coming forward, and that is why it would be useful on this call to have clarity as to how best to ensure that there is a limitation placed upon policies that apply to the root zone management component of the IR naming function. Thanks.
Well then, Paul, all right, so let's just kind of build on that. Could you perhaps paste in the chat the edit that you would make to the text that Becky has proposed but Stephen has pasted in there? So if you could do that, would help to focus the discussion. And while you're doing that, I'll turn to Martin. Please, Martin Boyle.
Thanks, Alan. I think that there is actually an action on Paul. It was given to him at the last CWG meeting to say whether he was in line with the wording that Becky had put forward. Therefore, I think it would be quite appropriate for him to sort of flag where he thinks, or if he thinks there are deficiencies in that wording. Although, I certainly agree with you, Alan, that the finessing of the wording is something that needs to be done by the legal team to make sure that we have recorded it correctly and accurately. Turning actually to the wording that Paul has put forwards, I've not really had very much chance to read it carefully, but certainly the couple of times I've managed to sort of get my try and get my brain around it, that does seem to me to be a reasonably good approach. It's always been one of the concerns that I've got that in seeking to ensure fairness for the non-CCNSO members, that there is an assumption that CCNSO members have signed their souls away to the devil. We're all busily ready to accept anything that the devil throws at us. And that is not true. The ICANN bylaws make it quite nicely clear the limitations of CCNSO authority in what it can actually define and how it reaches an agreement on those items. And, of course, many CCNSO members, as other registries, have also got different sort of frameworks in which they work, whether it be the framework of agreement or a contract or an exchange of letters, which is the case for nominates. But that actually does seem to me to be captured by Paul's words, and therefore the face of it, I think it would be useful for Paul to put those down in front of the CWG and for the lawyers then to consider how that might be translated into the legalese necessary for this agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Lisa, please.
Thank you, Alan. Actually, Paul put the not maybe specific wording, but the meaning down for the CWG in an email right after the call. So I actually think he tried to enlighten us, and that's why I think we need to discuss this before we have the call on Thursday, because if I recall that, and I, it's not to say that I disagree with what Paul is saying, it's just if we take it out to the extent that they're not bound by any CCNSO policy, what do we do in case of any things that are not functioning or anything that you want to bring for the ICANN board? Is that then not a part of this scheme, or who will be the accountable body then for PTI if we take out the CCNSO policy, which I recall is respecting non-CCNSO members in most parts. I'm not an expert on these issues, so I'm just saying we need to think it through before we actually put it in, because as Paul is saying, he don't want PTI as a body without any accountability mechanism to be the one to take decisions. I agree on this. It has to be some policy that's been agreed on, and of course, as a non-CCNSO member, we're not you're not agreeing on this policy. But what do we do with the mechanisms that will take care of energy disputes, or is that then removed? I just would like us to have a more holistic view than just saying then they're not applying any CCNSO policy to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. So Paul has pasted his suggestions in the text, and Stephen has conveniently inserted them into the text, and based on certainly the some of the comments we've seen already in the chat, there seems to be certainly a measure of agreement with those words. Maybe we could just use our buttons to see if everyone is on this call at least are comfortable with those, and at the same time maybe Kim could take the text that Stephen has done with that addition and paste it in the notes, just so we can be completely clear as to where we stand. So let me actually turn it around. Is there anyone who has concerns with the words that have been proposed by Paul and Steve has pasted in? Okay, so far so good. Is there anyone who feels that there should be yet more changes to this particular section? Okay. So, with that, I'm going to take silence as acceptance. So I'm going to ask Bart or Kim to paste those words into the notes with those additions, and then I think that's as much as we can do for the moment until we see another version of the naming function agreement. So with that, I think we'll turn to the document that has been pasted in the Adobe. Lisa, who could lead us through this?
Let me do it because I've submitted it. This is Bart.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Please, Bart.
Yeah. Yes. The reason for putting this up, and because this came up on the call last week, and it has to do with direction of travel of this group and say of the broader community. Say, Paul, together with Stephen and Becky, have raised some issues around the IANA functions agreement. And in this document was shared with the CWG just before the last week's call, and it's around, say, for example, the comment of the group. It's called Paul Kane comment, because Paul submitted it. Say, for example, on the U.S. presence. What I thought would be useful for this group is to understand where, and for the council as well, is where the CWG is with respect to acceptance of the direction of travel as suggested. So if you would look at the final, I think it's called the final column, is you can see need CWG to confirm. So my question for this group, especially with Lisa on the call as well, but also with the participants and other members, is whether the CWG has agreed with the direction of travel and whether we need to spend more time on this or this group wants to spend more time on it. So the first one was the comment relating to U.S. presence. And as you can see, to date, ICANN has recommended no changes. Need CWG to confirm. Has the CWG confirmed with the latest version discussion whatsoever, or do we have to wait? So that was with respect to A1. Any questions, comments? Is this clear, or doesn't make it sense to you? You want to focus on something else?
Bart, can I add, what was agreed on the call was not as much the exact wording, but we went through the table, and whenever and people were asked to say if this was, if they were agreeing with the Sidley and ICANN comments, and if there are any direction to guide Sidley, and the outcome from my point of view was that except 4.7, there were hardly any changes as I remember, and we just instructed Sibley to comply with the ICANN comment and the Sibley comment. But I
okay,
see Paul and Steve has their hands up. But I agree that Paul got the chance to get back on any open issues.
Paul, go ahead.
So first of all, I had to apologize to the CWG group because I had the time wrong. When the chair, Jonathan Robinson, was briefing me, he indicated that all items other than this item we have just been discussing effectively had been approved by the CWG and closed. So I think, and I appreciate where you're coming from, Bart, but I think the opportunity for the CC members of the CWG to reopen these issues has fundamentally closed, unless, other than the one we've discussed, 4.7, unless there is a specific issue that you would like us to address. Again, I apologize, I was not on the call for the first hour. I did join it for the second hour, but my understanding is that basically closed, other than 4.7.
Thank you. Stephen?
To reiterate, as you saw in the chat, I backed up what Lisa said. Is my understanding from sitting in on that call on the first was that we went through all these items and the CWG basically did not have an issue with them. So I think Paul's right in that the vote on reopening these has sailed with the exception of A3, which is the 4.7 language.
Okay, yeah, no, so the reason is, and now the question say, is there a need for, through council, to reopen this, any of these issues?
Presumptively speaking, for council, I don't think so. Well, we, of course, are reserving what is A4 on this list, the 4.7 language. But with the rest of it, from my discussions with council, no, there's no, I don't see any interest in them reopening it. But we do need to move forward on the statement, obviously.
Yeah, no, but say, and this goes back to, because this is what I hope we would have done last week. So then it's easy to monitor and then it's easy to start really working on a council statement in support of the work of the CWG members. So that means that, say, from that perspective, it's more reaffirming, say, the language as agreed, and hopefully it will get into the agreement as agreed by the CWG. Okay, that takes care of my second item as well, say, the suggested direction of travel. So, sorry for intervening. Maybe we should go to A4, then you see what was discussed, and it revisit, or is it the A5? No, it's the A5. That's the GAC stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think based on this, say, this is very helpful so we can start drafting the council statement. Let's go. Kim, can you go back to the agenda?
Well, Bart, it's in the notes, so
I think
the next item on the agenda is the services agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, as I recall, and please, you know, I'm an old man, I don't remember these things, but I believe that Stephen and Becky volunteer to at least take some initiative on where we are in this. Stephen, is there anything to be said of this at this time? Oh, here, I see your hands up. Thank you. Please.
I started into it, and as I reported on the last call, the version I had did not appear to be the version that was commented against, and so I put out an active request for the latest and greatest service names agreement, and I have yet to see that from ICANN staff, so there has been no progress on reviewing the service. I stand ready to jump on it from a tech standpoint as soon as I see one.
And Stephen, as you can see in the notes from a comment from Lisa, there is no new version yet.
What I don't understand, if there is no new version, why is the version that was made available to me at variance with the comments? Because the commentary that I got, the notes from ICANN staff and et cetera, mentioned parts of this agreement that don't exist in my copy, which is why I'm trying to find the copy that the notes were generated against.
You can see Lisa's comments again.
I do. I'll admit I dropped the ball on this because I didn't beat the drum over the past week about it because we had a holiday this weekend. So.
Yeah. It's one of those wonders of life, almost.
Okay, thank
you, Stephen. I will pursue this then tomorrow with ICANN.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's ICANN or the CWG or the legal spot. Yeah, but it's CWG call.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Lisa, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry not to have any more information on this, but I think the best thing to do, Stephen, is actually to contact Trang or Yuko and actually explain them. I actually saw that you wrote about the different versions and references, so... I'll also try to make an inquiry or a request for an explanation for that, and maybe if you could also do that tomorrow, it would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Stephen. Okay, so let's move to the IPR item. I have to say, I have a vague recollection what this is about. It involves the CCNSO is going to have to name someone to the CCG, which I believe is Community Consultation Group. But Lisa, your recollection on this is probably clearer than mine. Do you mind explaining this to us, please?
Alan, Paul had his hand up. I don't know if it's an old hand or whether it related to the previous point, just to make sure. That
but
we,
his hand's not up now.
No, it's down. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm trying to run my microphone. I'm not doing well. So I appreciate. So in terms of the service agreement, I think we do as a group need to review that quite carefully. And I'm very grateful to Becky and Stephen for offering to do so. There are in the draft I have seen, which is the draft of the 12th of August. There are some parameters that effectively are hooks for more details to be provided at a later date, post-transition. And there is not a public comment period, per se, relating to the service agreement. And so I think, Stephen and Becky, if there is an opportunity for you to give us your preliminary opinion, then we on the CWG will do our best to raise those issues, probably via Sidley, who are very involved in the service agreement, but we are running up against a very tight time deadline. And as there is not a public comment period, any comments that anyone has relating to it, please feed that through to the CWG reps. We have Martin on the call and myself, and Martin Boyles is quite proactive on the call, as is Alan. So any of us, please feed that information to the group, and we'll do our best to try and get those matters addressed. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Stephen?
Understood, Paul. I will endeavor to get something out, even if it's against the current contract, the current agreement that I have within the next 36 hours, say, to you guys.
Thank you, Stephen. There's definitely no hands up now, so I'll try and move to item 4 on the IPR.
Yeah.
Lisa, can you just remind us of what the CCG is? Less than anybody, please.
Yeah, the CCG is a group where between the three communities. I can't remember the exact wording of the behind the letters. So it's a council for something, but the IPR is going to be placed with the IETF, and that they're going to have a council to actually advise them on matters on the IPR, the IANA IPR, and this group will have three members from the naming community, three from the numbering, and three from the protocol. So that's the council that's going to help in managing the IPR. And the three members will also have also give instructions to ICANN, who are chosen to be the signatory of the agreement between the naming community and the IETF trust. So it's a little tricky, because in order to have an agreement, you need to be a legal entity, and since the empowered community was found not to have within the scope this sort of agreement, it was found that ICANN was the best signatory for this agreement, even though ICANN is going to be the part taking care of the IPR in relation to PTI, but it's going to be placed in the IETF trust. So the group, the CWG, is trying to find a way how to choose those three members. And that is to be discussed on the next call. And as I recall it, there is Sibley is working on actual instructions for ICANN as the signatory, and the relationship between the CCG members from the naming community and ICANN. And we need a way to, as far as this is going to be done, it's going to be handed over from the CWG. The CWG is going to sign that letter of instruction in the first case, and then it's going to be handed over to the chairs of the chartering organizations to take care of this agreement between the naming community and ICANN. So we have a little complex contract construction here, where the naming community as such is instructing ICANN to take care of the IPR on behalf of the naming community. You have the three CCG members who will actually be advising both the IETF, the trust, but also ICANN on what to do in any case of the naming community has any concerns in relation to the IPR.
Thank you, Lisa. Paul has his hand up, but I believe that beyond the question of signing the agreement, this I pasted the name of this, the community coordination group will be formed. It's going to require a representative from the CC community as well as the G's, and I think we put it on the agenda just to flag it as an outstanding issue that will have to be addressed, the selection of that name. But Paul has his hand up. Paul, please.
So for those that are not following the work of the CWG that intimately, as Alan referred to, this is the community coordination group. The function of that group is effectively to act as trustees for holding the name through the IETF, who are actually the vehicle holding the name of IANA.org, in the event of the wheels falling off the ICANN PTI wagon, so that there can be transfer from the current operator to a new operator, even though ICANN can remain effectively in the picture. ICANN will still have an active role to play. It may happen not to be the IANA functions operator. So in order to do it, one needs trustees to facilitate the transfer from the current operator to the new operator, very similar to the DNSSEC keyholder roles, who are trusted community representatives. And in my opinion, and this is something for the CWG discussion, and I welcome people's comments on this call, so you give us direction. In my opinion, it is probably the chartering organizations that specifically need to appoint, select, elect individuals, a small number of individuals, to fulfill the trusted community role. It is highly unlikely that the individuals will ever be called upon, because ICANN is very likely to do an exemplary job in delivering the IANA service, but it's just a fallback position. So mechanisms are in place to transfer the domain from the current operator to whomever the new operator may be. But that process in itself will require an RFC and bidding processes, etc. And it is highly likely, in my opinion, that even if ICANN PTI make a muck of things, they will make amends and be effectively reappointed as the IANA operator once amends have been made. So it is a very passive role, but it is something that the intellectual property group on the CWG have been very exercised about. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for putting this in its, I believe, proper context. This is really it's very unlikely that this will ever have to be used or called upon. Lisa, please.
Yeah, and I would also like to thank Paul for giving good details on the actual content of the CCG. The only thing I wanted to be aware of is be careful of using the word trustees on the CCG. I would rather call them CCG members, because IETF has a system of trustees, and those are not to be confused. And the IETF trust is an entity that will remain as it is, whereas the CCG is going to be the advisory group for IETF in the, as Paul says, very unlikely case that there is a problem. So for me, it's an advisory group that has three members from each of the communities, and we have talked about that the CCG members will be chosen from the chartering organizations of the CWG. If that's decided or not, I don't believe it is, and I think we need to further discuss it on Thursday, but it might have slipped my attention because I was not present on the whole call last time. And we need to be aware of another thing. I will not attend the next call, so I hope that Paul and Martin Boyle can attend, and Stephen Deerhake, I'm not able to attend on Thursday.
Thank you, Lisa. My sense of this has not been an issue on which the CC community has had any strong views one way or another. So I think seems to be in good hands. So with that, we will turn to AOB. Is there anything else that we could or should discuss? I'm going to call this pretty quickly because we can get 15 minutes back. Okay, well, my sense of where we are is this is very much focused on the wording on the for 4.1, and we're anxiously awaiting 4.7, excuse me. So we're anxiously awaiting the new version of the naming agreement. And until we see that, my sense is we don't have a lot to discuss. But given that a draft was imminent last week, I have to assume that we'll see one before next week. So shall we decide to tentatively meet the same time next week, or should we ask Kim to send out a doodle poll for us on that? Okay, no comments one way or another. Well, look, Kim, why don't you send out the doodle poll just so we can have a sense of the timing, but let's make this one of the slots that will be available. Okay?
This is Bart. Sorry, Alan, this is Bart. Just for your information on, and maybe that's a helpful and final poll point for to come up and discuss the issues around 4.7. On Thursday evening at, I believe it's 10, so after the CWG call, there is the ISTAT call. So this group, together with the CWG members, or CCWG members, and council will be on that call, and this might be the final opportunity to discuss 4.7 with your peers, your colleagues, before closure of the public comment period. Paul?
Thank you, Bert. Paul?
So just to be very clear, my understanding from this call is I am to present, following the results of this call, I'm to present the language, the amended language, for formal adoption by the CWG at 3 p.m. UK time, so that's under 2 o'clock UTC, on the 8th, and then we are subsequently going to have a call at 7 p.m. UTC, which is an ISTAT call, but if CWG have ratified it, we're moving on, and it could be we should be spending real time during that call talking about the service agreement, because that is the area, to be candid, we have not had any input back from the CC community on.
Paul, this is about maybe it's an opportunity to raise it, and going back to the point, say that call also includes members from the CCWG. So having a fulsome discussion as you have right now around service agreement is most likely not very helpful because you've got a very wide attendance. So from that perspective, probably next week is a far better opportunity to really start focusing on the service agreement. So this upcoming call is the general exchange of information. That's the and it's under chairmanship of Byron, and it's a final opportunity to deal with, say, 4.7, as it's broader. And that's more an emergency than anything else, and it's important for the council as well, so to understand where the group is at with 4.7. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but I sincerely hope the CWG will have ratified it and we'll be moving on.
Yeah, so do I.
I have to say, to be candid, I mean, ICANN can have any terms of any agreement it likes between it and a child, you know, parent and child. It can have anything it likes. It's what the community have asked for. ICANN can ignore it. That's ICANN's prerogative. But we have to, provided we are united in the voice we convey, that's great.
Yeah.
The thing I'm most concerned about, to be candid, is the service agreement. only because, a little as Stephen says, it's a moving target. We haven't actually seen the final or the latest text yet. There's no public comment period, and it does seem, on the version that I have read, it seems to have a number of hooks that could significantly impact, fees, for example, or the ability to stop service, or, you know, fundamental issues that, in my opinion, should be raised even during the other comment period of the functions agreement. But anyway, let's see if we can get some time back. And
So, Paul, based on what you said and looking at, say, the chat, let's go for the call next week, focus on the service agreement, assuming this is all done. Because then you have you ahead of the curve finally.
Okay. I see that Paul's in agreement.
Yeah.
Gee, and I thought we were getting 15 minutes back. Now it's only 9 minutes. So.
And you have a call next week.
Yes. So, okay. Well, thank you very much, one and all. We'll hear many of you on Thursday and the rest of you next Wednesday. Thanks very much, and have a good evening, one and all. Good day.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Bye, all.